Ho, ho, ho! Greetings from the North Pole. This is Santa Claus, giving a big warm North Pole welcome to all the boys and girls, the mommies and daddies, the grandpas and grandpas, all around the world. And thank you for joining me on today's podcast. And today, I'm excited to share with you one of the very magical things that we have up here at the North Pole. And there are many. We have the North Pole Reading Tree. We've got the Reindeer Barn. We've got the Bragg Barn. We've got the Wishing Wall. Why, there's so many things up here. But Mrs. Claus asked me today to kind of share with you her most favorite place here at the North Pole. And it's something called Christmas Tree Lane. And what Christmas Tree Lane is if you could picture in your head, boys and girls, the house Mrs. Claus and I live in is up on a hill, and then the toy shop is down below us. And there's a path that kind of winds through the woods, and that path is called, it's called Christmas Tree Lane. And here's the special thing about Christmas Tree Lane, is Christmas Tree Lane is lined right from the beginning by our front door all the way to the toy shop with 932 very, very special Christmas trees. And one of those trees represents each of the elves up here at the North Pole. So, yes, boys and girls, that's right. We have 932 elves up here at the North Pole, and there are 932 Christmas trees that line Christmas Tree Lane all the way up to the toy shop. And Mrs. Claus, this is her time to really spend some very special moments with each of the elves, because Mrs. Claus and that elf for that tree, why, they go out and they decorate the tree. And they spend a lot of time making the tree look as beautiful as they possibly can. And there are so many different kind of trees out there, boys and girls. We have some of the elves decorate their tree, with miniature versions of their favorite toys that they made in the toy shop. Some have ribbons on them. Some of them have candy like gumdrops and candy canes and things like that. Why, some of them are even wrapped in wrapping paper that must be the favorite wrapping paper of the elves. But the most important thing, boys and girls, is each Christmas tree, why that tree has special meaning to that elf. So they can really pick anything they want. A matter of fact, there's one tree that we have that one of the elves, their favorite food is spaghetti. So they have spaghetti noodles all over the tree with a giant meatball right up on top. So each tree is just a marvel to look at, boys and girls. And it makes that stroll from my front door all the way over to the toy shop every day so very special, because the trees are changing all the time. I know Mrs. Claus tries to change about 4 or 5 trees every day, and she comes and pulls the elves out of the workshop, and they get to spend an entire day with Mrs. Claus decorating their trees, and Mrs. Claus makes them some cookies and some hot chocolate, and they spend the entire day doing it. And every now and then, boys and girls, why, even the reindeer will wander over to Christmas Tree Lane. And here's one of the funnier secrets, is if an elf made cookies out in their tree, like maybe some gingerbread cookies or some sugar cookies, why, you'll see the elves walking up and, or you'll see the reindeer walking up and down Christmas Tree Lane, and they'll have cookie crumbs all over their mouth and a big old North Pole smile on their face, because they found some trees that were decorated with some Christmas cookies. So boys and girls, that's what takes place up there. And I know it's a very special moment between Mrs. Claus and the elves, but it is so gosh darn pretty. And when you walk back from the toy shop at night when I head home, all the trees are lit up, and it kind of guides my way all the way to my house. But I get to stop and look at all the trees and make sure that I tell the elves they did a great job on decorating their tree. So boys and girls, just like I'm sure you help out at home, decorating your family tree, why, the elves and Mrs. Claus, they decorate their trees all year long. All right, boys and girls, well, I hope that you enjoyed that little bit of a story about the Christmas Tree Lane. It is a very special place up here at the North Pole, and I'll be speaking to you real soon. But remember, boys and girls, like we said last week, You know, the naughty and nice list, it runs all year long. So always try to do your best to stay on the nice list, be kind to people, and be sure to help out around the home. So this is Santa Claus, and I'll have another podcast for you available in a couple days. But thanks for listening, and be well, everybody. Ho, ho, ho!